your dad, you have to play a lot of roles.
Hey, don't eat that! Don't tap on the brakes! Okay, Lordy. All right. Ooh, you're good, girl. Take a left, turn left, turn left, turn left.
When a man loves a woman, he...
Honey!
All righty, sweetie. This time I want you to concentrate and focus on the ball. You got this. Sweetie, your date's here.
2 weeks, no TV, no phone. This is my door in my house. I told you not to slam. You get the door back when I say you get the door back. I told you before. Hey, knock it off. Don't let me turn this car around. I'll do it.
What are you wearing?
You're not going anywhere looking like that. Go on back upstairs and put some clothes on. Got it. Ooh, sweet. Open the door. Get the door. Get the door. Get the door. Get the door. Open the door. Open the door, sweetie.
Bye. And Jesus steps in and stops everybody before they start throwing the rocks. And he says, let he who's without sin throw the first stone. You do all of this knowing that one day you will get fired, because we all get fired. But by the grace of God, you might get hired back to be a consultant. Hey, sweetie. What's up?
Happy Father's Day. Welcome to Lugano Pickers Uniting Online Church on 6th September 2020. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Graham is going to read the Bible and Denise to lead prayer for others and Keith to deliver his message. Today's service will include sharing in Holy Communion. If you like, then you may prepare for communion elements. You may need bread, cracker, or Lebanese bread and grape juice. If you do not have grape juice, then maybe you may use orange juice, water, or wine as a replacement. Today we are here on this special day to worship God, who has made himself known to us as our powerful God, perfect, loving, forgiving Heavenly Father. We give thanks to God for all of our fathers who are being celebrated today. We also acknowledge this day can be a difficult for many because of a variety of reasons. May we be mindful and prayerful towards those experiencing sadness, grief, and other emotions that this day can bring. Would you bow with me in prayer? Loving God, you who are our Father, we thank you that you have shown us how important it is to follow your example as we grow in faith. Teach us to be obedient to your will, respecting you as children ought. Thank you for your mercy despite our disobedience. Strengthen us to stand up against the challenges of this world, honoring your name and trusting your grace. In the name of your Son we pray. Amen. Let us praise and worship God by singing the first song. Above all, if you are worshiping alone in your place, humming or listening to, if you worship with others.
Above all wonders, the world is ever and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, lay behind the sun, leave to die, rejected and
Remember last Sunday I talked about the burning bush from the book of Exodus chapter 3, and today Keith is going to talk about the Passover from Exodus 12. To fill in the gap between the burning bush and Passover, I'm going to tell you the story about the plagues. So what you need to do today is to take the path of Pharaoh by saying, "No way." Every time Moses threatened the plague and points the fingers dramatically as he says, "Go." And after the plague arrives, and folds your arms over your chest while saying forcefully, "Not a chance," after Moses calls off the plague. So the sign and a signal is when I say, "Pharaoh said." Let us have a go. Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "God says, let my people go." But Pharaoh said, "No way." This started a long contest between Pharaoh and Moses and God. It begins with blood. Moses put his walking stick into the Nile River, and it turned into blood. Pharaoh was not impressed, and Pharaoh said, "Not a chance." So Moses said to Pharaoh, "God says, let my people go, or I will bring hundreds of thousands of frogs out of the Nile River." And Pharaoh said, "No way." So Moses held his walking stick over the river, and hundreds of thousands of frogs came out of the river. There were frogs in your closet, in your shoes, and under your pillow, and Pharaoh said, "Go." So Moses made the frogs stop. But when the frogs were gone, Pharaoh thought again about losing all the Hebrew slaves, and Pharaoh said, "Not a chance." Next, Moses said to Pharaoh, God says, "Let my people go, or I will bring millions of gnats upon you and upon your people." But Pharaoh said, "No way." So Moses stirred up dust with his walking stick, and enormous swarm of gnats filled the air. There were gnats everywhere, bring your elbow and behind your knees, and everyone was scratching. So Pharaoh said, "Go." Moses lowered his walking stick, and the gnats flew away. After he had sweated the last gnat, Pharaoh breathed a sigh of relief, and then Pharaoh said, "Not a chance." You know, it was repeated and repeated again and again for the plagues of flies, livestock disease, boils, hail, and lightning, locusts, and darkness. Then, there was one more round, and that it was scarier and sadder than any of the others. It wouldn't have been needed had Pharaoh gotten the message, but he didn't. Let us listen to the Bible reading. Thanks, Greg.
Hi, how everybody, and happy Father's Day. Today we're going to be reading from the book of Exodus, starting at verse 12, the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you, the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbour, having taken into account the number of people are there. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire, with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is a day you are to commemorate for the generations to come. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance. This is truly the word of the Lord.
My name is Keith. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. My message today is entitled, The Passover and Jesus. In order to appreciate the context of today's reading, let us look briefly at what took place in Egypt from the end of the book of Genesis. The Israelites were descendants of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel after he had wrestled with God. Jacob's family had moved to Egypt at the invitation of Joseph, one of Jacob's sons. This was to save them from a worldwide famine. How massive was God's plan for Joseph, particularly from the time he was sold to Ishmaelite traders for 20 shekels of silver? Until now, Joseph had become a great ruler, ranked second only to Pharaoh himself. So great was the growth of the Israelite population that Pharaoh saw them as a threat and devised ways to reduce their numbers. They were forced into ruthless and cruel slave labour. Notwithstanding this, they continued to multiply, and eventually Pharaoh commanded that all male Hebrew children be drowned in the Nile. It is into this situation that Moses is born. His mother conceals him in a floating basket along the banks of the river. He is discovered by Pharaoh's daughter, who adopts him and names him Moses. There is a parallel between the birth of Moses, who is under threat of being drowned in Egypt, and the birth of Jesus, who is under threat of being killed by King Herod. His parents, Mary and Joseph, escaped to Egypt, where they stay until Herod died. As an adult, Moses kills an Egyptian for beating a Hebrew. Pharaoh wants Moses killed for what he did, but he flees to Midian, where he marries and has a son. While in Midian, God appears to him in a burning bush and tells Moses that he has heard the cries of his people and will deliver them. Moses is chosen as God's instrument to carry out the task. Moses journeys back to Egypt and meets up with Pharaoh. He states clearly God's command to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." But Pharaoh refused. Because Pharaoh refused to obey God, terrible plagues were sent upon Egypt. Each time Pharaoh asked God to send the plague away, God did, but then Pharaoh changed his mind. Since Pharaoh refused to do what God told him to do, after 9 plagues had been sent and withdrawn, the 10th plague not only brought death and destruction to the firstborn of Egypt's people and animals, but ruin to the nation. Let us now look at the Passover. In obedience to God's command, Israel prepares for departure. But first, God institutes the Passover, a tangible sign of God's presence and protection. The Passover was a sacred meal. It was intended to honour God and his relationship with his people. The feast of the Passover was God's appointed way for the people of Israel to celebrate their miraculous escape from Egypt. Passover also marks Israel's birth as a nation, and each Passover meal was to be a reenactment of the first Passover meal. Verse 2 tells us that the month of Passover became the first month of the religious year. Verse 3 says each family is to choose a lamb on the 10th day of the month. And verse 5 says that the animals they choose must be year-old males without defect. The Apostle Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1:19 and 20, "But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake." Jesus fulfilled this in that he was a son born of the Virgin Mary. The writer to the book of Hebrews emphasizes that though Jesus was tempted in every way that we are, he was without sin. How do we know that Jesus was without blemish? At the time of his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, for the next 4 days, the Pharisees and scribes interrogated him, and they continued to find no fault with this man. When Pontius Pilate finished examining Jesus, he declared, "I find no fault in him." John tells us as soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." None of them had any basis to have him executed. He was perfectly sinless, but the court of public opinion found Jesus guilty, and he was handed over to the Roman soldiers for his execution at Calvary. This was on the 14th day of the month, the same day that the Passover lamb was killed. Verses 6 and 7 tell us the Passover lamb was killed around 3 in the afternoon. That was the very time Jesus bowed his head on the cross and said the words, "It is finished." Why did Jesus die at this time? Because from eternity, John tells us, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Paul tells us, he is the Passover Lamb who has been crucified. These verses also tell us that each of the families were to take some of the shed blood from the sacrificial lamb and put it on the doorposts and the lintel of their homes. And verse 13 says, "The messenger of death, seeing the blood on the doorposts, will pass over their homes." The lamb alone could not save God's people. Only the blood sprinkled on the doorposts and lintels could spare the people from the judgment of God that struck the firstborn of every Egyptian family and animals. Jesus, on the other hand, is our only hope for salvation. His blood was poured out for us. He is God's Lamb offered for the sins of the world. It should be recognized that his blood saves only when it is applied. For those who reject the blood, the Lamb of God cannot save them. Verses 8 and 11 says the families inside the homes are to hurriedly eat a decent meal, including meat roasted over a fire, along with bitter herbs and unleavened bread to give them strength for the journey ahead, and be dressed ready for departure. The unleavened bread could be made in a short time because the dough did not have to rise, and so it would enable them to leave quickly. In Scripture, leavened bread is a symbol of sin. As followers of Jesus, we must be ready to leave at any time, as we do not know when Jesus will return. It is incumbent on us to keep short accounts with God. In verse 10, burning leftovers have a health purpose, and with no refrigeration, leftover meat might make them sick. More importantly, though, this is a sacred meal and is intended to honour God and their relationship to him. Burning leftover meat highlights the sacred nature of this observance, making it clear that it is food for the body and the soul. Personally affected by this plague of death on his nation, Pharaoh finally urges Israel to leave Egypt. After 430 years, the Israelites are on their way to the land promised to them by God in his covenant with Abraham. Have you ever wondered why the instructions of the Israelites were so detailed and specific? Verse 1 tells us that Moses was acting and speaking under the direction of God. In other words, they were given directly to Moses by God. In the Exodus, God rescued Israel from bondage to Pharaoh, and through the cross, God rescues us from the bondage to sin. The Exodus was a release from bondage to the sins of others. The Israelites were in Egypt and in slavery, but not because of their own sins or God's judgment. Their sufferings were the direct result of the oppression, cruelty, exploitation and victimization of the Egyptians. They were suffering most from the sins of others. Their liberation, therefore, was not a release from bondage, not to their own sin, but to the evil of others who had enslaved them. This was not to imply that the Israelites were not themselves sinners. They were as much in need of God's mercy and grace as the rest of the human race. Their behaviour in the wilderness proved that beyond a doubt, it could be said that the Old Testament tells the story that Jesus completes. Jesus as the Lamb is central in the Passover by its death, and by its death providing protection, feeding, strengthening and nourishing. So Jesus is central as the Lamb of God. By his death providing protection, feeding and strengthening of his followers. The blood of the Passover lamb is the critical and pivotal event of the whole Old Testament because it points to Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. The cross is the foundation stone of the entire New Testament. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Passover. He is the Lamb of God sacrificed to set us free from bondage to sin. John the Baptist refers to him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The blood of Jesus covers and protects us, and his body was broken to free us from eternal death. God commanded the Israelites to commemorate his great deliverance, always through the Passover meal. Jesus instructs his followers to remember his sacrifice continually, through the Lord's Supper, or as we know it, Holy Communion. Jesus used the occasion of the Passover meal to institute the new covenant. The symbolism of the Passover meal under the old covenant was about to be fully satisfied through Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus says, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." The Passover celebration was to be the last meal that Jesus would share with his disciples before his death. In this historic moment, Jesus transformed the meaning of the elements of the Passover meal into the new covenant. The breaking of bread is referred to as a participation in his body, and the cup a participation in his blood. The holy requirements of God and the old covenant were about to be forever satisfied. A new and eternal bond was being established by the blood of Jesus. God's judgment was fully put on Jesus. The blameless sacrifice for all sins, both past, present and future. The blood of Jesus also becomes the bond that joins people to God and entitles them to God's covenant provisions. The blood of Jesus is forever the only means of a right relationship with God. Exodus 12 has shown us that Jesus is indeed our Passover lamb. He is not just a lamb, but the lamb. The question I want to ask each of us today is this: is he your Lamb. Amen.
As we gather here today in the sight of God to join in Holy Communion, though we are on your screen with us apart, the God of all creation is not beholden to the bounds of time or place. God transcends our physical distances and parts the veil between us, so that we may be together in this mystical space, through God and the mystery of Holy Communion, we become one creation, one body, one church. Join with me now in acknowledging our togetherness. Whether you are in your house or somewhere else, whether you are with your family, friends, or alone, God's peace be with us all. Amen. Together, we share the elements. The table is set. Let us proceed. This is the prayer of thanksgiving. God is with us. It is good to be joyful as we give thanks to you, Holy God. You created us in your image and gave us life with your breath. Your love doesn't falter even as we neglect that love. You liberated us from our bondage and continue to ease our burden. With joy and with all of creation we proclaim together, Holy, 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 God of power and grace, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. You are holy God and blessed is your child Jesus Christ. Your spirit descended upon him so that he could proclaim good news to the poor, heal the sick, feed the hungry, and liberate the captive. His life gave birth to the church through a new covenant, one born out of the Holy Spirit, whose power dwells within us today. Hear what had happened. On the night when he gave himself over, Jesus took bread and gave thanks to God and said, "Take it. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After dinner, he took the cup, gave thanks to God and said, "This is my blood of new covenant, poured out for you and for many. Drink from it in remembrance of me." In remembering the mighty acts of Jesus, we offer ourselves as a living witness proclaiming the mystery of faith. Together, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Let us pray. Pour out your Spirit on all those gathered together in this holy space, and on the gift of these elements. Make them be for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that we may be the body of Christ for the world. Your Spirit makes us one with Christ and one with each other. It binds, blends, and multiplies us as we minister to the world, as one beloved community of faith, singing your praises on earth and in heaven until Christ comes again. And we feast at the divine table in perfect harmony. All honor and glory are yours, God, now and forever. Amen. Let us say together the Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This bread is made from many grains from many fields, yet was formed into a single bread. Because there is one God, with all many, and in many places are one body. Join us as we partake in the body of Christ in remembrance of him. This fruit of the vine is made by many hands, from many places, yet pours freely. Join me as we share in this blessing of the cup of the new covenant, the cup of blessing poured out for you and for all. Let us pray. Eternal God, thank you for this mystery of faith where you have given yourself to us. May we go into the world strengthened by your Spirit, in a spirit of generosity, in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hello, my name is Denise and I am going to lead us now in a time of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you love us as a perfect Father and we ask your forgiveness for the times we have not loved you or others as we should. We thank you for our fathers and good father figures in our lives. And we pray a blessing over fathers today. Grant them wisdom to love their children fairly, provide for their needs and guide them throughout their lives. We bring before you the family of Elizabeth Russell in their time of grief. Surround them with your love and comfort. We also pray healing and strength for Ruth and Joan and good recovery for Graham's shoulder following surgery. We pray for Mary Ann and other HSC students as they study for their upcoming exams. Help them to focus and not be overly anxious, trusting you for their future. We pray for Samote leaving on naval deployment on the 14th of September. Grant him safety, wisdom and strength with his work with the Navy personnel, and be with Malay and family while he is away, providing for all their needs. We pray for our scripture teachers, especially in their preparation and teaching, to be guided and used by you to draw students in having a desire to know about you. Bless the relationships they have with their students, so God's love can be seen in them. We pray for our church leaders, Ilung, Natalie Church Council, and our local, state and federal governments. Guide and equip them to lead with wisdom, humility and integrity. We pray safety for the missionaries in violent areas around the world, especially today for those in Papua New Guinea, fleeing to the hills due to an increase in tribal violence. Please bring peace, reconciliation and restoration. We also pray comfort and aid for those affected by Hurricane Laura in Louisiana and in Beirut as they seek to clean up and rebuild, for a better government to come in Lebanon to seek to serve their people. And finally, we pray for an end to the current pandemic, for wisdom for leaders and strength and good health for all our frontline workers. Thank you that you hear our prayers and will respond in your way and time out of your love for us. In Jesus' name, Amen.
These are today's announcements. Firstly, among FH members, there were a few birthdays during the last week. Danielle on the 1st, and Paul and Emma's son Winston on the 5th. So a happy birthday to Danielle and Winston. If I miss your son, happy birthday to all of you. There won't be a virtual morning tea today because of being Father's Day. I guess many of you, they have some fathers lunch or whatever. So hope you may enjoy a time with your family today. In terms of returning to church, the church council will continue to monitor the ongoing coronavirus situation and let you know any changes immediately. Please continue to pray for the church council and especially for an end of this pandemic. If you need any support or pastoral concerns, please talk with your pastoral care leader or me. This is the end of today's online church. If you are willing to get connected with us or any question or any inquiry, please contact me via email or phone. Today we have two blessings, and here is a child's blessing for a father. So if you have a father, then say these blessings together. May God bless you today with all good things, faith and courage, health and joy, love and laughter, peace and justice. Amen. And here is a father's blessing for a child. So if you have a child or children, then say these blessings together. May God bless you with a faith. May God give you the wisdom to know His will, the courage to choose His will, and the strength to do His will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for your participation in today's online church. And thank you for all those people who took part of this service. Thank you. Hope you have a very blessed day and blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries. That's me.